We were told Garrett practiced yesterday. Is that accurate? And why didn't he practice today?
Because, I just want to take it easy, make sure that we're getting there. I think he did practice yesterday. First of all, let me confirm that. Did a good job yesterday, and he'll practice tomorrow. So, again, I just want to make sure that we're conscious of the deals that we're dealing with and make sure that he's ready to go. But he's doing good. Excited about him being out there yesterday, and he's looking forward to getting back out tomorrow.
Does this have anything to do with the injury he had last year?
No. No, I don't. I mean, it's nothing major. So I think we're right where we need to be. He's done a good job. And like I said, he looked good yesterday. We'll get him back out there tomorrow. I know you guys want to see him in a worse way. We picked the wrong day, Peter, to have an off day. So that's why I got to answer all these questions. But, no, he's doing fine.
When he was out there yesterday, what'd you like?
Looked like Myles Garrett. Big, fast, tough. I mean, he's everything we think he is.
Hey, you talk about Garrett all the time. What kind of impact do you think he could have on Agba? We know Agba had a good year, but what will it mean for Agba to have him on the other?
Well, I think for our defensive football team, I mean, he's a really good player. And he's just going to mix into the culture that we have over there on defense with the rest of the guys and hopefully uplift everybody, you know, and I hope they all uplift each other as we go through this process. You know, we all know one man can't do it by himself. But I think having a guy with his skill and his talent, you know, obviously everybody will be able to see that and try to play to that as well.
With Emmanuel, do you think he'll be more comfortable going back to that 4-3 role that he played?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we saw a little bit of that. I know we were a 3-14, but he plays an end for us last year. So I don't think that's a huge transition for him. I think he's done a good job. He's working hard. He's understanding what we're expecting from him at that position, and he's done well thus far.
And Corey Coleman, is he – what's his –
right now, I'm gonna keep him out for a little while. I mean, again, that was a tough spill for him, a little tougher than I thought. But he's making his way through. You know, Corey, he wants to be back out there right now. But I just think now is the time, you know, if a guy is kind of banged up a little bit, to make sure we take care of him so that we can get him back for our training camp. But, you know, we'll see how it all unfolds here at the end.
Do you think then he might not be ready until training camp, Corey Coleman?
I don't know that. I don't know that he won't. I don't know that he will. I just, you know, once I go in and talk to the doctors, see exactly where he is, I'll know more.
Hey, Coach, it's hard not to hear Greg Williams when we're
watching. Yeah.
How have you noticed your players taking to that?
Oh, no, he's done an outstanding job. I said that before. I mean, that's why I brought him here. I mean, I knew what I was getting. I'm getting one of the best defensive coordinators in football, and I think our defense has played to that. That's obvious. I think our practices are going to play to that. And I think it's what we needed. You know, I think that group has really responded over there. I think it makes the offense respond in a different way. We see a lot of different things each and every day. So I think overall it's going to help our football team all the way around.
Q, at the league meetings, you said Corey Coleman has to be the guy this year. What's your level of concern that his off-season OTAs are starting out like this?
Well, I mean, I understand why it's like this. You know, nobody wants to lose a good player in a practice at any time. But I know those things happen. And, again, like I said, if I wanted to push him through it, I could. But I think what's most important is that we get him back. I think he's demonstrated the ability that we're looking for. Obviously, he's got to do it in the game. There's no games right now. And the most important thing, I think, for the whole football team is health. Is making sure that we can get everybody back to when it really starts to count, ready to play. He's done a good job. He's improved. I stand behind my statement that I made earlier that he's got to be the guy to do it for us. That's what we drafted him for, and I'm sure he'll do that.
I know you don't have to say too much about injuries at this time of year, but, I mean, he didn't break a bone or anything.
No.
And when you said it was a difficult fall, you said last week he fell on the ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a little bit of the ball, ground, all of it, you know, and also a player on top of you. You know, you go back and look at it, it was a little bit of everything. So, again, I think this time of year, I'm going to be cautious with our guys. I'm not going to stick them back out there until I know for sure that we're 100% ready to go, because I think that's what's important right now. I don't think it's sticking a guy out there if there is something that may be a little minor wrong with him, so that all of a sudden it becomes something major and we get to training camp and we don't have him. So, you know, we're going to play the cautious side of this and kind of go from there.
Osweiler got a little dinged up, but he went back in there.
Yeah, I think I can say it this time. He's fine. He's fine and meeting. He's fine.
Is that a knee or an ankle?
Yeah, I think his thigh more so than knee area. I think he's fine.
So, Hugh, with Corey kind of out for a little bit, and we're seeing that obviously Kenny's not in there every single day right now, is it giving an opportunity for Ricardo and
absolutely
those guys to get some good reps?
Absolutely. Those guys got to continue to step up, and they have. You know, we have a lot of young players at that position that Al Saunders done a great job of mentoring and developing, and we got to see that they can play, you know, because that whole group has got to take another jump because we're young at that position. I think we all know that and respect that and understand it. So we have to see if those guys can make the jump, and that's what we're getting a chance to see right now.
Was he trying to say that's the most unknown position of your team right now, wide receiver, because you don't know really what Higgins and...
Well, we don't have a guy who's a leading returning player in the National Football League at that position other than Corey, you know, that's really played a lot of football in that group. So I can see everyone saying that, you know, but I feel comfortable that there's talent there. And if we can develop it and harness it the right way and the guys keep working and working at it every day, you know, who knows what can happen.
Crowell, last year averaged 4.8.
Yes.
Great year. But when you look back at, let's say, your self-evaluation.
Got to run the ball more.
Okay.
I'd be the
Did
first to tell you that.
That
I beat myself up about that. I'm a coach that likes to run the ball. But, you know, I think we all recognize where we were in games last year. You know, trying to play from behind is hard. And understanding what our team was last year, feeling that you had to get off to a fast start to get ahead of a team because you knew how some things would unfold. I think Crowell is poised for a big year. You know, and I think he deserves it. He worked extremely hard a year ago, him and Duke both. And I think our running game needs to come to the forefront.
So that would be a wrong read about if people are characterizing you as a coach that wants to come in and chuck it all over the
floor. Somebody said the other day, go look at my stats, or what was it? Go look at my film. Go look at my film. Go look at my film.
Hey, speaking of Isaiah, you know, it seemed like he wasn't happy with the tender. He wasn't here at the start of the offseason program. Has he said anything to you? And if you noticed maybe that he's bothered that some of these other guys are getting long-term deals and he's not?
You know, me and Crow had a very candid conversation, and I'm going to leave that between me and him. But he's here. He's excited to be here. He understands where he is. I mean, we all want to, you know, make those things happen as we go throughout this. And who says we don't know that it can or they won't? But I know this. You can't do anything if you're not here participating and playing. You know, I think there's all kind of ways to handle things. But these are his teammates and the guys he's going to fight with this year. So he needs to be around them. He made a decision to be back here, and he's done an outstanding job.
I remember last year you saying that, you know, when you're coming into this job, you really like Crow on tape, but your challenge to him was to be more consistent. So what's your coaching message to him now?
Go to take it to another level. You know, the guy had almost 1,000 yards a year ago when I didn't hand him the ball. You know, what can he have if I do hand him the ball, you know? The greatest of all time is, I'm not saying he's on our field, but we think we have some pretty good backs on our team. And I just got to turn around and give it to him and let him make it happen.
I also remember you saying late last year about not running it, that you just kind of felt like you weren't really built to do it consistently. Do you feel like you guys are built that way now?
Yes, I do. You know, again, I credit our executive team for putting some linemen on our football team. You know, again, it starts up front. You know, if we're going to make this big jump as a football team, it's going to be on both sides of the lines. You know, and I think that's where you win first. Obviously, we got a better quarterback play. We got a better all-around team play. But you win with big people. You know, you win with your defensive front and your offensive line, and those guys got to control the game.
Hugh Osweiler had one zone read toss there on the field today. Is that totally foreign to him?
No, it's not. He's kind of long and lanky doing it, but you know, he knows how to do it. You know, he's worked at it. And again, he's, you know, Brock's been a pleasant surprise. He's done a good job. He works hard at it every day. He's into it. I think he really enjoys being here. I think Coach Lee's done a great job with him. I think he's really meshed with the other quarterbacks. And so he has a good feel to him. So, hey, who knows? Maybe he can do some of that stuff.
And there's got to be no film of that.
None. Good one, Tony.
The last point why is that important to you to show that occasionally?
No, again, our defense is doing a lot of different things. You know, it's not that we show it occasionally. It's based sometimes on what defenses are doing. You know, again, Greg's one of those coaches that he's not going to let you ever outnumber him. He's not going to just let you run up the field when you want to and do certain things. So you have to do some things creatively to be able to do that. So we'll scratch a little bit every now and then, do some things. But we don't play our defense. We're trying to install our offense right now, just like they're trying to install their defense. There would be some things that we do a little bit outside the box, some things that we won't do right now, just because there's no pads on. But at the same time, we do have to compete against each other right now.
When you see Osweiler, it's been a pleasant surprise. What did you expect?
I expected everything that you guys wrote. I watched everything you guys wrote about what he was and what he wasn't. I mean, I heard it from everywhere, too. I think the guy, since he's been here, he's been outstanding. I don't get caught up. I think you guys know me. I don't judge people by what everybody else says. I kind of judge them by what I see. And I think, you know, obviously, but everybody has a reputation, I mean, before them. So his was a little bit different. He's not any of that we saw and heard. I mean, the guy's been outstanding in our building, and I think that's what's most important.
Hey, Hugh, I think today is like the first time in about a year we've seen Desmond Bryant out here on the practice field. Where is he at, and what kind of player do you think he can be in Greg's system?
You know, Desmond is one of my favorites. I had Desmond in Oakland, and it was disappointing we didn't have him this past year. I thought he was one of the missing links on our football team. He's a veteran player, knows how to play, extremely tough, extremely bright, loves football. And having him back has been good. You know, again, when I look over there, and we're going to ease him back into this because he hadn't been around us, and he's back in the weight room, back on the practice field, working in individual and doing some things, and we'll get him back to where he needs to be. But when I think of him and the rest of our front seven and potentially what it could be, that's exciting. You know, that's exciting because if he can go back and be the player that he was, it's going to give us a huge boost. You know, we didn't have him at all, as I just mentioned a year ago, so I think he's going to be a good player for us.
How did you think your quarterback handled the wind today? It was pretty windy out there.
Yeah, the wind was okay. The biggest thing I thought we did, we didn't turn the ball over. You know, and that's got to be something we got to be better at. You know, and that's something I talked about to the team about afterwards. The defense got to get more. The offense got to make sure we prevent them. And that's going to be one of the keys to us winning games this year. But I thought the wind didn't bother us today. I mean, it's a nice, breezy, beautiful day today, you know. I know it doesn't get like that late December and January, but it is what it is.
Hugh, coaches. Kaiser working some with the first team, mm-hmm. You know, especially the first team line, a few reps last week and maybe even a few more today. Is that significant?
No.
He's getting any of that type of
work? I don't think it's significant. Again, I'm going to put him out there from time to time in different situations. I need to find out more about him than maybe everybody else here. You know, again, he's a player who's a young player who's learning how to play in the National Football League, having a ton thrown at him right now. I'm sure his head's spinning, but he's growing each and every day, and he's just got to keep working at it. He's got to put the blinders on and stay in a room, keep watching tape and growing and listening, and that's what he's doing.
Coach, is he in a – would you say he's in a really good situation here?
I think so.
There are other guys here.
Yeah. There's a veteran player in the room that's been on a couple different teams. Yeah. There's a young player that was drafted a year ago who ended up playing and playing a lot of football. So he has a lot of guys in there he can pull things from. Coach Lee's done a good job of creating the right environment. You know, I go in and throw my 2 cents in, you know, all the time. But he's working hard, but the whole group is. I mean, starting from Cody all the way down, I think each and every one of the guys have improved, you know, and they got to continue to do that and keep taking these jumps over the next several weeks, and we'll get away from it a little bit and come back and get ready for training camp.
Thank you.
Yeah, you may. I'll give you one, Peter, because you're nice today.
You mentioned today. You mentioned a lot of moving parts with him, and you can see that. He's mm-hmm. kind of gangly. How do you get that more compact? How do you work with that?
You know,
is that his biggest challenge?
Well, I think when I say that, I probably said that, and I hope you guys don't take it the wrong way, because he's tall, you know. So he looks gangly. I mean, guy's what, 6'8", whatever he is. But for a guy that's 6'8", he has pretty good hip flexibility. He really does. I mean, there's guys with 6'8", can't move. I mean, you guys did see him run down the field, so he can move. He's not just a statue. So that's a credit to him and his mom and his dad. You know, they did that the right way. But he's not just a statue. I don't want anybody to think that. When I said gangly, he's just so tall. I haven't had a guy that tall before in my career. I think Joe Flacco is the tallest guy I've ever been around that way. So he's done a good job, you know, and he can handle it and he can move around.
Does his motion have to be compact?
No, you know, it's really interesting standing behind him because he's so tall. You know, he's just looking on top of everybody and dropping balls down, you know. But, you know, it's really interesting. And I told him this yesterday. I went back and watched a little bit of the film of him from last year. He looks much better. Right now, he's more compact. He's throwing the ball with a lot more velocity. He's doing a lot of good things, and he needs to keep growing, just like I said, all our quarterbacks do. Thank you very much.